This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, DNA evidence exonerates a Texas man 24 years after he was convicted of raping a child.
First, it's been nearly 2 months since an unarmed black man was killed the night before his wedding in New York City. Sean Bell and his friends were leaving his bachelor party at a strip club in Queens when police officers fired 50 bullets into the car.
But for all the outrage about the shootings, there are different opinions about what to do now, even among New York's African Americans. Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC has more.
Just one day after the death of Sean Bell, leaders of New York's black community addressed a restless crowd at a park in Queens. Several of them spoke of the need to stand together on the issue. Thomas White, a city councilman, tried to calm the crowd.
So we're not going to be hostile. We're not going to be angry. The fact of the matter is, listen to me.
The crowd shouted Councilman White down. They were angry and saw no point in being calm or patient about the matter because they felt the system had failed yet again. And as the weeks passed, those two very distinct viewpoints hardened into two camps, those who advocate a legal solution and those who think the law is blind to the needs of the black community. For some African Americans in New York, Sean Bell was just the latest in a long line of black men killed at the hands of the police. Michael Jones is a Jamaica resident who showed up for Bell's funeral.
As you can see, me, myself and my friends here, we're all college graduates. My friend, he's working on his master's degree. Mom, I work in corporate America. I'm a business analyst. We're not losers. But the thing is that this is my neighborhood. I frequent these streets. I got pulled over by police many of times. Police harassed me for many of things. The simple fact of the matter is that the police are targeting any one of us.
Soon, more militant groups were taking to the streets. These included the New Black Panthers. They were joined by City Councilman Charles Barron. Since Sean Bell's death, Barron has made increasingly confrontational statements aimed at the police.
And you better not come to my house with no no-knock warrant, because I have something for you.
Yes!
We are sick and tired. Our 92-year-old grandmother,
come on now,
murdered in Atlanta. Shot at over 130 times. Grandmother got a shot off. Thank God she got a shot off. And maybe the rest of us need to get a shot off.
In the early days after Bell's death, Barron and Reverend Al Sharpton shared a stage in condemning the shooting. But while Barron claims the system is broken, Sharpton has been more moderate on the issue. His stance is reflective of the Bell family itself, and of Nicole Pault Bell, Bell's fiancée, who appeared with Sharpton on CNN's Larry King show.
Actually, to be honest, I'm really not angry. I'm more just trying to be strong, and we just want justice. That's it, and that's what we're praying for and we're hoping for.
Her thoughts were echoed at church services in Sean Bell's neighborhood a week after the shooting. At the Greater Allen AME Cathedral, the Reverend Floyd Flake appealed to both sides.
There is a family that is suffering at the moment in their sorrows. So let's be in prayer for them. And we also know the families of those police officers. And we do have a lot of police officers who are members of this church. And we praise the Lord for them and for the stands they have to take and for the danger that they're in. So let's be in prayer for all of them. All right? Amen.
Down the street from the cathedral is the Community Church of Christ, which Sean Bell's family attends. Bishop Lester Williams says he thinks the Sean Bell killing will lead to major changes in the relations between the NYPD and people of color. Recently, he said, police officials have started meeting with local leaders in Jamaica as a first step to repairing relations. But he's worried about what will happen in the community if the officers in this case aren't indicted.
They burnt Watts down. I would hate to think that would happen here in Queens, but when people are frustrated and these frustrations have been pent up and there's no reason why there should not be an indictment or whatever, or there's no reason why these policemen should not be fired or whatever. If that doesn't happen, I really don't know what. I'm not advocating any violence, and that family is not advocating any violence at all, but I could not control the tides of the emotions of the people.
So far, a grand jury investigating the case has not produced any indictments. Sean Bell's mother, Valerie, feels the investigation has gone on too long and has started a 50-day vigil. She and others say that if this had happened in Manhattan to a white man, indictments would have been handed down long ago. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.